All right. I need to be a little bit more excited when I do these recordings, but because I know people want some exciting. But it's hard, because I know it's hard to be excited when everything to me is a repeat. Everything's a repeat except for the inside, you know. One example is I just woke up thinking about the Quantum Mania movie, you know. Ant-Man, you know. The Ant-Man movie, Quantum Mania, and the Kong. It was Genghis Khan, the Conqueror, Kong. Kong the Conqueror, K-A-N-G, but it goes back to Genghis Khan, the Conqueror. Lord. So, I was thinking about how all the movies are going to fractal, holographic, quantum reality. Multiverse, fractal, quantum, holographic reality. Now, why would all the movies be going that way? Why would all the... There's a movie called Everywhere, Everything, All the Time, or something like that. There's a Quantum Mania. There's a bunch of movies with the quantum fractal hologram, Spider-Verse, Multiverse, Metaverse. Why are they doing this? Why are they starting to sound the same? I woke up really thinking this. I was thinking, you know, all these movies are the same now. I mean, when you wake up and you think, I could have wrote these movies, and I could have done this if I'd have set my mind to it when I was younger and started being a script writer, but I didn't like doing this kind of stuff. I like working with my hands. But anyway, I could have been an actor. But that wasn't my calling. My calling was to decode this reality. And I spent my whole life doing it, seeking the truth. And the truth is, the reason everything is merging together, the reason everybody's moving towards the same direction, doesn't matter if it's air conditioners, refrigerators, movies, scripts, it doesn't matter if it's cars, it doesn't matter if it's 3D, 2D, 5D, it doesn't matter what it is. It's because everything's approaching the revealing of Jesus. Even the decode that I'm doing reveals every person is per the Son. It reveals that every word, every shape, every symbol goes back to the Word, the Logos, and it's all revealing Jesus. One reason you don't see it when you're in the... One reason you can't see it in the natural mind, because once you see it, it either becomes monotonous and you don't want to be here anymore, or you move towards worship. When you realize it's a worship service through and through, you wouldn't be able to handle it if you were a unsaved, uncircumcised. If you saw these truths, now I guess some unsaved people can see some of these truths, but they end up worshiping themselves. And what else are they going to do? Because if they didn't, they would jump off a bridge, because it's just a repeat. Kong the Conqueror, they said, well, who created this multiverse war? And he said, me. I did it. He said, the reason they exiled me down here in the quantum field, quantum world, is because they were scared of me. Ant-Man's daughter, she says, don't you care about these people? Getting free from this Kong the Conqueror? Who is Kong the Conqueror? See, he wants to bring in a multiverse war so he wins, and it takes the timeline down to one timeline. Why would he want to do that? Because he thinks he's God. He thinks this is calling. He wants to bring in a one world order under him. Why would God Almighty create different nations? Why would he separate the nations? Think about it. If they all came together, why would he separate the languages? Why would God separate the languages and the nations? God came down and separated the languages. Why would he do that? Because they were trying to build the Tower of Babel to worship themselves as God. If they came together, there's nothing they couldn't do, and they become like gods. But just like in Genesis 3, God didn't want you to live forever in the flesh, because the flesh is nothing but sin. You'd live forever in sin. That would be misery. That's like people living in hell forever. So that's not what the earth is for. The reason God divided the nations and divided the... these guys with these mufflers, that just sounds stupid. Little piddly car with a little four-cylinder engine got that muffler. The reason God wanted division is because that division is iron sharpening iron. Man sharpening man. Pushing higher. Pushing out the baby. Birthing. The reason cells divide is to birth in a new cell. And so the division is to birth you. Mother Earth is a birthing realm. God controls the languages, so the language reveal what his plan is. Once you get a hold of that, everything points to Jesus. Once you see that, everything points to Jesus. Once you get a hold of that, it's over. The languages especially, the cognates, the phonics, the words, the syllables, the letters, the shape, the sentences, the movies, the music, everything points to what Jesus is doing, because man can't work outside of God. So what is God doing? He's the culmination of the ages. He's bringing everything together. When you step into this understanding, everything changes. Life changes. Your reality changes. You no longer fear the repeat. As a matter of fact, I've been doing some research on time and the repeat, and what I've come to discover is going to blow your mind. What I have discovered is going to blow your mind. Discovered, uncovered. It's already been there. I just recovered it. I recovered it. It's been revealed that time, I'll talk about it some more, but time is befallen. Time is occurrence. Time is a repeat. Time is a cycle. Time is not linear. Every day, it's just a repeat. Time means to befall. And so, if you unfold that word enough, it goes back to the word happenstance, or like, it just happens. But that's not the way you're supposed to live. Whatever happens, happens. That's not the way it works. You pre-plan. You don't just go with the flow, you plan it. it's like, you know, I understand people saying, well, I'm just going with the flow. I understand that. But you can pre-plan in your mind. You can pre-plan with your finances, pre-plan with your food, what you're going to eat, with your... You can pre-plan for longevity. You can pre-plan for... to get out of debt. You can pre-plan and create a pattern while in time, and you let time follow you. It's like the word medicine. Medicine goes back to metronome. So the doctor, you go to the doctor and he says, well, take this pill every 12 hours. A regimen, a regular routine. The purpose of a regular routine is to regulate and to bring everything into order. Come on now. Can I get a witness? Why would God want you to think that way? Not to think just, that just happened. That just occurred. That's the way they want you to live. They want to stress you. The devil wants to take away your stability. So, but when you learn that pre-planning is the way to live and not just let it happen. It goes back to the word incident. Some things just happen that it's not in your control. We understand that. A lot of things like that can happen. But it's just a glitch, just a blip. That's why they call it incidentals in business. Some expenses are incidental. They're not planned. So the incidentals do happen, but that's not what controls you, or that's not what, you're not controlled by the incidentals. You control your choices. You set a plan, like when you build a house, you follow the blueprint, you follow the plan. It's not just incidental that building appears. It's a plan, it's a blueprint, it's a pattern. And it goes back to the word image, it goes back to copy, it goes back to pre-planned, and it goes back to even the universe. God had a plan. He knew man would fall. He knew the devil, a third of the angels would fall. That's why he went to the cross at 33. That's why you sleep 8 hours a night. 8 divided by 24 is 33%. He knew all this. This is all planned. It's all a construct. It's all a matrix. But it's God's design to give you the opportunity to birth in the new creature, to become a new creature, to step into a pre-planned and not incidental existence, reality, choice, life. Your life doesn't have to be incidental. It can be planned. You can make choices that are beneficial, not detrimental.